Martha Kruger is the owner of Giftin Market, an online gift basket store. What's your favorite product?
Oh, it's so hard to pick. I love our handmade apothecary items. So lavender-scented heat wraps for sore shoulders, things like that.
You have these sophisticated-looking wine-flavored gummies?
They're delicious.
From the get-go, Martha says she was counting on Facebook and Instagram to be the key to finding customers.
I knew I would be able to get in front of the people that would be really interested in my products. And so that was kind of the first and the only major type of advertising that I did in launching the company.
And Martha says those ads on Facebook and Instagram were really effective because Facebook's data machine could target the right people, the people interested in buying gift baskets. And the ads were cheap.
You know, in the early days, I was able to get customers for $14 per customer acquisition, sometimes as low as $4 or $8 for certain occasions. But really, the only thing holding me back in the early days was cash. I had to cap the amount of advertising spend per day just so that I wouldn't get more sales than I could handle.
But last year, Martha noticed a change.
So I had a strong Mother's Day. Mother's Day is one of our biggest gifting holidays. But right after Mother's Day, things got really slow. And it continued to kind of grind to a halt, I would even say, in early fall, where it was, you know, sometimes with retail, there's sort of a summer lull and you can write it off as a variety of factors. But it was clear in early fall that Facebook had lost the ability to target my customer.
Martha is one of thousands of business owners leaving Facebook and Instagram. And now this exodus could cost Meta, their parent company, $10 billion this year alone. Welcome to The Journal, our show about money, business, and power. I'm Kate Linebaugh. It's Monday, March 7th. Coming up on the show, why online advertisers are ditching Facebook.
This episode is brought to you by GlobalX ETFs. Looking to invest? Start your journey by exploring exchange-traded funds with GlobalX ETFs. Exchange-traded funds, or ETFs for short, create baskets of stocks, bonds, and other assets that you can buy in a single trade. GlobalX specializes in ETFs that track emerging trends, like the rise of artificial intelligence, as well as strategies aimed to generate income potential. Visit GlobalXETFs.com to discover how you can get started.
At the beginning of last month, Meta shocked investors.
Meta's epic crash on Thursday roiled Wall Street.
Now, Meta, the company that owns Facebook, saw its stock plunge more than 20% in after-hours trading after reporting disappointing quarterly results and saying it lost users.
It's going to cost Meta around $10 billion in sales this year.
And Meta lost more than $200 billion in market value that day. Meta executives said one of the main reasons the company had a rough quarter was because of something Apple did a year ago when it announced a major change to the iPhone.
Previously, a lot of the apps on your iPhone could just track you without ever asking for permission.
That's Salvador Rodriguez. He covers social media companies for The Wall Street Journal.
Apple rolled out an update to iOS 14 that introduced this privacy change. And basically, what you were being asked is, are you okay with this app tracking you across the internet and across your device? Apple made it really easy to turn that off because basically all these apps had to ask everybody for permission to continue doing that. And I think as a society, people are becoming more aware of who and when they share their data.
Apple made that change back in April, The company said its goal was to give users a better understanding of which apps are using their personal data and where that data is going. Sal says that for users, this mainly looked like pop-up notifications.
You might notice that there's more and more permissions that Apple's asking you to give away. And maybe it's like cumbersome, but the difference is that now you're being asked to consent into these things, whereas before you were just giving that all away without anyone asking if you were cool with it.
Apple has always had some privacy protections. But the difference now is it's easier than ever for users to opt out of tracking.
If you go into the settings of your iPhone, you would go into the settings app.
I go into settings. I go down to privacy.
Exactly. You go to privacy, and I believe the second option should say tracking.
Tracking.
So you tap on that, and then basically at the very top, it lets you turn off tracking for everything on your phone.
Right. Allow apps to request to track. It's not even to allow them to track you. It's to allow them to ask to track you.
Right, right. So this is just taking that permission away from everyone, not just Facebook.
Sal says more than 80% of iPhone users now turn off tracking. That's a huge problem to Meta's ad business, which relies on a lot of user data. That business is Meta's bread and butter. It was 97% of the company's entire revenue last year.
How did Facebook react when Apple announced this change?
Facebook went on a marketing campaign arguing that this was going to hurt small businesses and their ability to reach customers, that this was going to drive up prices for them, that this was, you know, going to be really, really bad for small businesses. For the little guy was essentially Facebook's response. But at the end of the day, this impacts Facebook the most.
Now, almost a year since Apple implemented its change, that impact on Meta has come into focus. Advertisers are jumping ship.
They're experimenting with Snapchat, with TikTok, Amazon, Walmart. They're trying to see what works. Because at the end of the day, if you're a small business, you know, you were going to Facebook because it showed results. You weren't going to Facebook out of loyalty. And if Facebook is struggling and can't get the job done right now, that's unfortunate, and it's a headache that you got to deal with and a problem that you got to address. But if someone else takes care of the problem for you, who cares if it's on Facebook or Snapchat or TikTok, as long as you keep your business running.
Coming up, how Meta plans to recover.
This episode is brought to you by GlobalX ETFs. Buzz around artificial intelligence is seemingly everywhere. Is your portfolio keeping up? Consider the GlobalX Artificial Intelligence and Technology ETF, ticker AIQ, which invests in dozens of stocks at the leading edge of this disruption. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. Technology companies can be affected by rapid product obsolescence and intense industry competition. Before investing carefully, consider the fund's objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and more in the full or summary prospectus at globalxetfs.com. Read carefully. Distributed by SEI Investments Distribution Company.
This episode is brought to you by Vonage. With Vonage Video API, your developers can easily create custom video experiences tailored to your business. Enhance every conversation with live video, whether it's delivering faster tech support, improving customer service, or enabling interactive meetings and events. Unlock the true video potential of your business. Discover how at Vonage.com.
Meta was very clear. Facebook and Instagram are losing ad revenue. And Martha, who owns the gift basket company, is one of the advertisers who's moved on. She used to rely almost entirely on Meta's platforms for advertising.
Nearly 100%. I mean, there was a small group of friends and family in the beginning. But when you launch a new website, it doesn't even really get indexed by search engines for 6 months or so. So there's very little organic website traffic.
So it was integral. It was like fundamental to the success of your company.
Absolutely.
After the privacy change, Meta was less able to identify potential customers for Martha. And when it did, it cost her more. By the fall, it was clear to Martha that Meta was no longer meeting her business's needs.
So when I would log into the analytics on the ad dashboard, I could see where my cost to acquire a customer used to be $14 on average. It could go up a little or down a little over time, was now well over $100.
Wow.
And that's when I knew it was really bad. Nothing else changed. The creative was the same. The headlines that I knew worked, the targeting, everything else in the campaign was the same as it had been. And, you know, these were the successful components that I had before. It was truly just this change that made such a big impact.
So Martha basically abandoned Meta's advertising and started experimenting with its rivals.
I had done some small tests on LinkedIn, TikTok, Pinterest, but I shifted all of my time and attention and budget over to Google. With the Google platform, there's search intent there. So people looking for Get Well Soon care package, happy birthday gift for mom, I know that they're in a shopping mindset. And for me, that became the second most efficient use of my ad spend compared to what Facebook and Instagram was. I knew I couldn't have that anymore. So where am I going to put my dollars now?
And how much now are you paying per customer?
$29 to acquire a customer, although there's quite a bit more volatility to that. Sometimes in a two-week span, it's quite a bit more expensive, and then it evens out. So as of today, $29.
So you've doubled your cost.
Yes. Yes.
Sal says Apple's privacy change didn't hit Google as hard as Meta, because Google's advertising business is less reliant on tracking users' personal data.
Google knows exactly what you're looking for. And even though Google tracks a lot of information about who you are, it really doesn't matter because you're going in there with a specific query. And essentially, Google is selling ads against that query. And the advertiser can purchase those ads with quite a bit of confidence that this person who's searching for flights to Hawaii is probably pretty determined to buy a flight to Hawaii.
Other competitors like Snap, TikTok, and Pinterest are also luring customers from Meta. Some are even helping brands repurpose their old Facebook ads, making it easier than ever for businesses to ditch Facebook and try something new. Mark Zuckerberg, Meta's CEO, said the company is working on rebuilding its digital ad infrastructure and is also strengthening its approach to privacy.
Moving forward, data privacy is only going to get more intense, and that's going to pose a huge problem for Facebook, which has built their entire business model off of what privacy laws were back when they got started in the 2000s, and that's just simply not going to be the case anymore. So this means Facebook really needs to alter their business model and adapt, or they're going to get left behind.
Meta is also trying to address its advertising problems in another way, by investing in its short-form video product called Facebook Reels.
So Reels is their answer to TikTok. TikTok, when it exploded, specifically in the pandemic, it's that they have this video content format. It's short-form video. They're super viral. They're very funny. And it's a whole feed of them. And because the entire social media ecosystem has been shifting to that type of format, Facebook has been having to chase TikTok in that regard as well.
Meta says that Reels is increasing growth on Facebook and Instagram. But Sal says it may not be a perfect solution to Meta's advertising problems.
The problem is that it's actually taken off so fast that it's starting to eat into the time that users spend on the normal feed and the time that they spend looking at stories. And the problem with that is that Facebook actually sells most of their ads against those content formats, and they haven't quite built up their ad ecosystem just yet for Reels. And so that's kind of the problem.
So Reels is cannibalizing, if you will, attention off of the platforms where Facebook is actually selling ads.
Yeah, cannibalizing is absolutely the correct term to use here. Reels is taking away users from the formats where the ads are really being sold and the ads are just not being sold just yet on Reels. So it's probably good in the long term for Facebook that they were willing to do this, but right now it's really hurting them.
Zuckerberg has said he's confident advertising will ramp up on Reels and the company will be able to transition its revenue streams. But until that happens, business owners like Martha are turning to other options.
I think I didn't really need to branch out and experiment and do much outside of just these campaigns because they were working so well. But now I'm spending a lot more time strengthening other aspects of the business. The website experience, email, search engine optimization, organic social media. There's a lot of untapped potential, and it's a good wake-up call for myself as a business owner to make adjustments and to be open to trying new things.
And you're not alone. A lot of small business advertising has shifted away from Facebook, and it caused a big drop in the company's stock, causing quite a rough month for the company. If you were to put together a gift basket for Mark Zuckerberg, what would you put in it?
Oh my goodness. I would want Mark to try some of our bestsellers, some award-winning coffee and treats and cookies and things. And, you know, just say, hey, Mark, your team's having a rough quarter. There's a lot of work to be done, but have some coffee. Fuel up and, you know, let's get back to work. We can get through this.
not a lavender kind of soothing thing for the shoulders?
For Mark, no. I think we're going to go energizing. We're going to caffeinate him and, you know, just keep pushing forward. It's not a time to kind of step back and relax and we'll tackle this later.
That's all for today, Monday, March 7th. The Journal is a co-production of Gimlet and The Wall Street Journal. Additional reporting in this episode by Suzanne Vranitza and Patience Hagen. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.